Blog Talk Radio.
Football is my life.
It's
something that I say proudly. But it's complicated.
You can't write the history of professional football without John Madden.
First thing that jumps out are the hands.
And yelling and screaming at guys.
What are you trying to do?
He was a coaching genius.
Downhill, full speed, boom.
He said, well, you can't win them all. And I said, why the hell can't you?
When you're the head coach, you live and die with that reply.
And you don't stay on top forever.
Madden's retirement signals the end of an era and perhaps the end of a dynasty.
We didn't know what he was going to do.
I wasn't a guy when I was coaching to say, I want to get out and I want to be a broadcaster.
Good evening, everyone. Dick Stockton with John Madden.
I'm Vin Scully along with John Madden.
But I knew after I did the first couple games that that's what I wanted to do. This is it. I embraced it.
John does a rehearsal game with another young aspiring broadcaster by the name of Bob Costas.
How high is the shot?
And you look like a 12-year-old kid. I don't know what's going on there.
Pull to the right.
Boom.
And boom.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Right there in the alley. Boom.
John had this energy that came to life. CBS just saw something that they hadn't seen before.
John Madden made me a better player. I was pretty good. He just made me better. Simple as that.
I think the audience perceives what's genuine. That's who he is. The same guy who just happens to have extraordinary football knowledge.
He made everyone want to watch football.
If you just heard his voice in the distance.
Hi, I'm John Madden.
John Madden.
John Madden.
That was a TV you had to run to.
You know, he coached with a passion and love for the game. He went into broadcasting, changed the way football was broadcast, if not greater sports.
Some things that just go together.
He changed the way America celebrates Thanksgiving, for crying out loud.
Now this is what the game of football is all about.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to!
Yes, the rhythm's a rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhyme, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. See, the enemy telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound, I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be party at two. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel to you. Big chess game.
Yeah.
The force of power is an You see my car keys, you'll never get these. They belong to the 9-8 posse. You want some more, son? You wanna get some? Bum rush the door of the store, pick up the album. You know the rhythm, the rhyme, plus the beat is designed so I can hit your mind, boys. Bring the noise, my time. Step aside for the flex, Terminator X.
Yeah, that's right. This game is ready. Cole Medina, boy. That's right, Cole Medina. That's right. We showing up in EFFECT, other known as a sex. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whoa, boy, boy. Peace and abundant divine blessings. You know I'm listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I'd like to welcome all of the people that was there on my opening night of 77,000 plus, as well as all newcomers who's tuning in for the very first time. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to tune in, and to interact with me, your host. Also, since this is the very first advancement that we've given for the calendar year of 2022, okay, happy new year. Happy all of your days, nights, and weekends to everybody who's tuning in. This show here is very, very important because when I look at the state of the world that exists today, which puts a shame to how it used to be yesterday, okay? And as always, I normally pray and meditate on what it is that I am to do an advancement on, and lo and behold, my inspiration actually came when I heard the Hall of Fame 2-time actually speak about some stuff that hit me to my core, hit me to my heart, to the very, very soul of me. And just like he opened up Public Enemy, we're going to take a revisitation to the days of old, and not just musically, but back to a time when we had families, real, real families, that was there for ourselves and each other. And we knew that. There was a time to things that you see a lot of us doing, especially the so-called African-American and as well as other ethnic groups throughout the entire world. But I also heard a great person say, help starts at home, okay? And right now, when we look at the state of in America, we have fallen off, which opens the door for the next advancement. That's 30 days away, okay? Tonight, I want us to go back to a time when we had real families, real neighborhoods. We had music that not only inspired us to do our best and to be our best, the music that was being played from the late 60s, the 70s, the 80s, on up to the golden age of hip-hop, like the master mix you're going to hear tonight by Hall of Fame 2-time. Thank you so much for doing all that you do for me and all that you do for us here at O&E Dynasty, okay? Now, I put a lot of calls out there. I like to be able to welcome as many people who are inspired to come on and interact with me because, as always, since I've been doing We Will Aware You, going on 5 years, it's about all of us. And this is one of the greatest threats that they don't want. That's why it has been a concentrated effort for us to continue to be aggravated, to continue to be in a state of fear, to continue to be acting in a state of ignorance, okay? And in case you don't know, don't necessarily make you stupid, but a lot of people have chose to ignore certain things, especially when it comes to reality, our reality. And in case you don't know, and especially if you're a newcomer tonight, if you haven't heard Magic Man say this, I want y'all to hear me loud and clear. It's not so much about Black Lives Matter, but our lives matter. And as soon as you, the person that's in the mirror, male, female, child or daughter, whatever, as soon as you get into your mind and your spirit that our lives matter. It's not about hate. It's about us seeing ourselves as great. And this is exactly what this advancement is doing tonight. At least this is what I aspire to do. Okay? So, I used to always speak about joint adventures when I opened the lines up for you to come on and interact with me. Okay? And I'll be passing that number down 2 or 3 more times. Okay? Always feel welcome. We're going to take that first break of sound therapy with Hall of Fame 2-time, and when we come back, we're going to continue this advancement for the revisitation of the days of old. Thank you.
Exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother. Sissy.
Let us the words, words to phrases, the paragraph. Heed masses, day begins class. Science of past is now brought to the rhyme stage. From the scrolls, state to the birthday. God to God, from God to man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from my hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to make the army team? With the cause I never pause, there simply is the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world in the instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend, a man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time seem shorter. The ever radiant awareness, voice forth the one. Open eye, stroke sun. Practicing priest, standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to leave. Words of God. Brought from the Genesis. Will exist, so Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. What must it be aggression to learn a basic lesson? Quite majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. I wear a crown, extension and dimension of a brain cell. Bringing health to the sellout. The ever tangled web we weave. Always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like justice. Never potential, quarter of the measure. Jealousy of what are we? Become tendency for their thievery. Alright, cool. But no need to pull the trigger, that's a fool. I get my words like that in my school. To produce the words that they fool about. It's another way of tricking out these sissies. Who may try to extinct my principality. But of course they're not having me. Madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon, for a few seconds, pull the reins. And use the words of the brother. Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a force I exert. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, slipping like the clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path for brother one. So now I walk softly and carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives wanna lick. Then brings the funk and spreads jam to the wheat bread. And the funk of this one vainglorious, unearthly resistance, strong with persistence. Grand verbal application, tribal connection, pyramids, witness the funk bearer, vibe sharer, not the error. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. And neither my demand makes stones move soft. Corrupt old systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of you fake? Today, Brother J can find a better way, so be it. Plant it down and make it say I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I can never swear a purpose. Step to the mic and stage areas. I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge in place in the center. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step off.
Man, absolutely amazing. Welcome back. We will aware you listening audience. And again, tonight's advancement is a revisitation to the days of old. Before I continue this advancement, I want to dedicate tonight's show to some people that's dear to my heart. I reflect on what Hall of Fame 2-time spoke about, the untimely passing of a gentleman that used to tune into my show, We Will Aware You. And again, check this out, listening audience. You don't know. Throughout your travels, whether you're passing or just speaking to someone casually, you do not know who you're going to influence. And especially over here in the virtual world where people have the option, and even though this is being broadcast all over the world, especially, you know, from our home base of Lagos, Nigeria. Matter of fact, let me give that number one more time. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact with me, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. I also want to dedicate this show to another brother. That's Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, one of the greatest amongst us during our time or visit here, or as I like to say, during Mission Planet Earth, which is another invention that's coming up for this calendar year, okay? I also want to say an early happy birthday to my beloved mother, the beloved Bernacle Prize fighter as she continues to travel on, okay? And I'm doing this now because actually the 23rd, about 10 days away, but so it'll be put on record. I'm always going to express my eternal love for my mother who carried me. As a matter of fact, when I'm thinking about my mother and I'm taking this revisitation back to the days of old, I want to share a story with you on how we used to go about doing things. Like I said before at the opening, we used to have neighborhoods and real, real family. Both sides of the street knew each other, okay? And we pretty much shared everything from our food to our drinks, you know. Not necessarily alcoholic, but, yeah, sometimes it was shared drink because it was customary, okay? But the main thing back then, and I'm here to tell you, for someone who's 54 years young, getting younger, I remember a time that we had elders amongst us, whether it was people, family members, relatives by blood, or people that we adopted in. That's something that was very unique in our family because some of the closest family that we had wasn't necessarily blood related during that time. But when they would see a young man or a young sister that was on the wrong path or headed in the right, or well, pretty much the wrong direction at that time, they had whole neighborhoods, whole families that would rally and get that person straight, okay? Even on if someone was being stupid within the family, where a form of justice, and I got to be careful on how I say this, if a form of justice needed to be executed, guess what? We didn't need the police to come and handle it for us because we took time to handle it ourselves, right? And I also want to say to everybody who's listening, this is a message that we got to take from our past and bring it up to this point because we know that a call, if a call is made to our neighborhoods, it's a strong chance that we may not live, okay? So that's why it was very important for us to be able to handle when a situation, or actually before it got out of hand. As a matter of fact, as men, and this is for a lot of the young brothers and sisters listening there, especially the young brothers out there, there was a time that we as men, if we had an issue with each other, two men normally would be under those circumstances where all of us didn't necessarily have to agree. You know, that's not reasonable. It's not even reasonable for us to agree 100% on every issue, on everything in this day and time. But back then, taking those core things that made us great as a people and bring it up to today's standard, there were certain things that we was able to do as men. We would be able to address certain men. And a man didn't feel lesser of a man if he needed to be reprimanded for his actions, okay? Even if it had to come down to the old-fashioned knuckle game, which is something unheard of nowadays with all of the gunplay, the senseless violence that's happening and breaking out all over the place, okay? I want us to really, really think about something, listening to audience. I really, really want us to think about something because something is happening with the so-called media in the form of movies, in the form of the music that's being plastered all over the radios and stuff today. It's exciting balance. It's contributing to the actions that a lot of people is taking nowadays, whether you think so or not, including the so-called games that a lot of our children are playing as a form of entertainment. Now, I'm going to ask a question. When did violence become such a form of entertainment nowadays, where it's so entertaining to see people being shot up and killed? What person within their right mind, especially those of us who have soul, right, would look at that as a form of entertainment? To get back to core values that made us not only great as a people, but it made us a very, very proud people and a respectful people. Okay? I want us to really, really think about it, because there's no way that we can take a change, this runaway locomotive type of action that we have been taking, if we don't take time to put certain things away. We don't need to be entertained or excited about violence that's breaking out all over the place, everywhere, not just over here in America, but all throughout the world. We have to all get a grip of this, y'all, because if we don't get a grip, it's not going to be anything left as far as our future, as far as the children. And like I say, this is a joint adventure, so I'm opening the lines up. For many people, I put that invitation out, as well as a newcomer, someone who never, ever pressed that one and interacted with me throughout the almost 5 years that I've been on this radio. You're always welcome. And some of you who may also remember those days where we was able to be of, for, and by each other. We was a very, very proud people, where we was able to handle our own affairs and didn't necessarily need other people to come handle it for us. You're always welcome, okay? So, DJ Olasky, Hall of Famer two-time, we're going to take another break. As we open up these lines, press 1 when we come back, y'all.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He's way nice. I said, yo, brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? But Chuck, you gotta feel him. You turned him into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking to me on the way out to L.A. Lounge and trees while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
Take
Well, Ashley, bringing me back from Lord's Island, Long Island, to the streets of Nam. Thank you so much, Hall of Fame. Two-time. Welcome back. We will await your listening audience. Like I said before, the break, this is Joint Adventures. So we got the first caller in queue. Caller number one in queue. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, honey, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie.
Hey, I was hoping and praying that was you. It sounded like you're feeling better. How you doing?
Okay, I'm getting there, baby. Just keep me in prayer. I'm getting there.
Always praying for you.
I know. I love you. So I want to, you know, this topic tonight is really bringing me back to growing up in Long Island City in the neighborhood and listening to you talk about the neighborhoods. And, you know, it was amazing back then. And I'm not quite sure what's happened, but I'm going to share a story that's going to really touch you and everyone else out there. So people who don't understand what it meant to live on a block and to have your neighbors, they always had your back. They always fed you. It didn't matter, okay? We had a family that lived on the corner of my street from Cuba. They are still in my life today, okay? Now, here's what happened. Every time you would be out there playing in the streets and all that, all the parents would be sitting in their lawn chairs on the stoops, and they'd be watching everybody. Well, a drunk driver came out of nowhere and hit into one of the kids from the Cuban family, okay? And my mother ran out in the street, almost got hit by the car also because it hit into another car and was, like, backfiring, you know, and held his brains in his head until 911 got there. We didn't have cell phones, so someone had to go upstairs and make that call. And my mom saved that guy's life. And to this day, he walks with a limp. He's not mentally completely there, but he's still in my life. And I'm saying that to say this. That's how extreme it was. Today, I don't see something like that happening. I see them calling 911, but watching while he dies before 911 gets there. My mother was on her knees in the street and almost got hit by that car, holding his brains in his head. Imagine that, Huni. So I'll never forget growing up that way. I'll never forget it. The best of the best.
You know, oh, my God. Anna Wardell, yep. Award winner, Hall of Famer, and Lifetime Achiever. You know, Jerry Petito, you have shared a lot about your life, but tonight, I mean, first of all, not only am I humbled and honored for you to pick tonight to share such a story, but it also unraveled a mystery to me. Because even though we took time to go and meet each other, you and I, in person, right?
Yeah.
Me, you, in Hall of Fame two-time, right? But by you sharing that, it explains your drive and your personality and your character from both sides. I know you spoke a lot about your father. But, you know, you sharing that on what your mother did, may she continue to travel, and thank them both. Thank your parents for procreating a being such as you, brains, while you are in the position that you're in now. Not only being recognized, but one thing I can say, you do it from the heart. Thank you so much for sharing that tonight.
I want to share one more little thing with you and the listeners. You were saying about how no one went hungry. Everyone fed each other. You know that we would pack a lunch for school or I would come home for school. I was in St. Mary's. But my mother always made extra in case I stole a kid and brought her home. She would feed the kid and then say, "We got to get back. You're going to get in trouble again. You stole another kid." But it didn't matter. My point in telling you all that is this. We need to bring that back. We need to bring that back. I love you.
I love you, too. But hold up. You can't go nowhere. Listening audience, and I know you're not feeling well, so please allow me to do the honor. That tone
Thank
of voice
you.
That you heard right there, not only is she an Anna Wardell Award winner, a host of the year, within that same year, she also became or entered or enshrined into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. And last year, she has been recognized as a lifetime achiever. This is not only my friend, my sis Taliano, and, you know, to me, she's always going to be old Rocco to me. But I love you, Jerry, and thank you so much tonight to share such a and you know what, though? A lot of seeds, the people who's tuning in tonight, as well as when this is archived, there's a lot of seeds that's going to be planted tonight by you sharing that story and many others who want to come on and press that one and share theirs. And I'm also going to take time to share a little bit of mine. Thank you so much. I love you with the heart and soul of me.
Love you, too. Bye, sweetheart.
All right, all right. Man, that's all right there. If anyone who was tuning in to actually hear what Jerry Petito has just shared on tonight's show with We Will Aware You, I mean, if that's not inspiration for you, I don't know what it is. But I know there's a lot of other people out there who's listening. As I said before, you're more than welcome to press one because we need that. The more and more we interact, the more and more we share these stories with each other, right? And this is something that actually breaks the racial barrier, believe it or not. Because real family, you'll be surprised. Surprised who actually comes to your aid in the end. But what's most important, you got to be able to look in the mirror, man or woman, and be proud of who and what you are and where you come from. And we know that that's a challenge when we look at the way things have been miseducated for such a long time, the way things have been one-sided for such a long time. But I have faith within my heart of hearts that we can get that back. We don't need another calendar year, and I want y'all to hear me clearly because this is key. We don't need another calendar year to come in and go out. Right now, this is 2-0 double deuce, right? We don't need this year to go out without some serious changes being made in our individual lives as well as the collective, okay? So while you, the listening audience, is getting ready to press that one and interact with me, the Magic Man Haru, Hall of Fame 2 times, is going to take us to another break of that hall of that sound therapy that he's blessing us tonight. And when we come back, we're going to continue this advancement.
Freedom or death, ye shall all be moved. Vanglory, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the key, Sippy.
Abracadabra, a la baby professor, all hail funkin' lesson, sweet tongue grand writer of scrolls. Now behold, let the legend unfold. Born in a cosmos where no time and space do exist, vibe in the midst of the chaos. Mortals label me as a logical, mythological. They couldn't comprehend when I brought the word, a stick called verb, a black steel nerve, teaching those actors and actresses who write a couple lines on what black is. Really? Then they label me a sin when a brother just speaks what's within. I guess I'm blacker than the shadow in the darkest alley that they're always scared to go in. Boo! I wear boots and beads, bags and braids, stick and scroll, rings and shade, walk in the light of the moon, but I've never been a Batman. African, call it black man. Brother, extracts the African steps in your movement. Enhance for improvement. Grand funk, a new home for the phrase. Funk and lesson, the pathway.
Ready or not,
cornbread, how can you act this? I exist on a plane where the jar is my brain. I'm living to retreat cells. Antenna my stick, picture bigger, native liquor, figure. The plume of the trigger goes boom, not boom. Not a bunch of sissies, but saviors braver. The red, black, and green, it's just so much more than red, black, and green. You ask what I mean, but yet the sundown shades and lights of dream. Watch too late, oops, upside your head. You drop through a bit like lead. Where you going? What's your speed? What's your pleasure? What's your need? Trees and branches, roots and seeds, forward, backward, many degrees. Questions, answers, what's the sum? We have come.
Out of the darkness in panther skin comes doctors, driving pink caddies, bearing the remedy to your existence. Yes, it gets blacker with a Nat Turner lick. Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey, there's a party at the crossroads.
authentically black.
I return from the stone crib, bringing verbal milk, a stool and a bib. Be filled of the black sap from the tri womb, it floats freely on a tune. Wheat bread, taste the jam, come take a stroke to the rhythm of the grand. Verbal lava coming from the temple of void, crown for my hat, man for my boy. Onward ride as I talk of Ra, converse with Horus, create with Tar. I ride to Jeb, to roar with Bath, Atuan Tamu as I ride the raft. Proof of the world I sit, cross-legged, right over left. Drums of dance to drums of war. Who knows the score? Speak no more. Who watches down with the eyes of black to the east blackwood?
Wow, ready or not, here we come, getting down for the ones that we believe in. And that's you and I in unity. Man, tonight, Hall of Fame two-time, boy, you got Magic Man the Roo lit. Anyway, as well as the listening audience, I know you got them lit as well. So look, we got another caller in queue. Caller in queue, state your name, where you calling from.
Hey,
there she go.
This is Mo Love and Mo Payne calling you from Nashville, Tennessee, of course. But sending shouts out and loves and greetings and peace and kisses and hugs to everybody that can hear us because it's all about the love, huh? We
want
to just say,
right.
Man, we can hear you. You are awesome. Listen, Unc, you got it so right. I was listening to something you said before DJ O kicked into that awesome music, man. And shout out to ONE Network and Damon Network, and shout out to them boys Looking Glass, too. But before all that happened, man, listen. I listen to what your name is. People don't know who you are because they don't understand your name. Your name got power within itself. It's about what we're supposed to be about. Your name is Christ. It's Christ energy. Christ energy means love, unity, and overcoming all things and coming together as a whole in unity, a oneness. This is about oneness. That's why we on the ONE Network, man. It's about oneness. That's what all this is about. And you've been saying it, but you've been living it, but your name says. And everything we do this year is all about it. I keep on saying it. It ain't no me without you, but shout out to the ladies from last night, man, Walking in Purpose and all the other, man, Mrs. Jerry, lady, you sound beautiful tonight, huh? You sound sick last night, but you sound good tonight. I just want to give shout out to all my girls and all my other DJs that's doing what we're supposed to do. Man, that's what it's about, that unheard word. And look, we get an opportunity once again to let our voice be heard on January 25th. And we look forward to bringing that message just like you, Unc. We want to be like you when we grow up. Because you the truth. You keep telling
you
me the truth and you keep bringing it and you don't change it. Listen, we know you on and off the network, so we know you the same. All the people need to know you the truth, man. And you are what you say you are. And it's a pleasure and a privilege to call in and to be able to speak to you. So I pray, man, that everybody listen. This is what the unheard word and us getting the opportunity for our voice to be heard is what Unc's doing. Man, call in and talk to him because his words is the truth and it changes us. So peace out from Mo Love, but you know your nephew got something for you.
Love you, niece.
What's good in the hood, Magic Man, DJ Wolowski, y'all doing some other shit.
What's up, nephew? Anyway, nephew, you know I love you. Look, it's a best kept secret. Can you hear me? Well, faithfully, you can hear me. I didn't want to say it because I was actually sending you telepathic sound waves for you to call in, for you and Nisa to call in. Because the other inspiration for tonight's show was with the love mother. That's right.
Well, that's all right. Well, let me. I got a question, and I hope I ain't taking too much time. But I was listening, and something you said, it moved me. And if I'm wrong, you tell me. But you said black people need to stop being afraid.
Yeah, because
hello?
It has been a
fierce
campaign. I don't know if y'all got two phones or what. I hear a little foot feedback,
Yeah, listen, I'm gonna cut you off here, Hooney. I'm gonna cut you off, Hooney, for a second, so that way Mopane can talk. Go ahead, Mopane. It's on Hooney's line, man. Go ahead and talk, man. I'll bring you back right after you finish.
Okay. Well, listen. This is what I wanted to say. That statement. I've been hearing it. I've said it, but it moved me. We don't need to stop being afraid. Fear can help us go home. Fear can keep us from saying too much. I think we need to start being a little bit afraid, not of who we are or our pride, but I think we need to start being a little bit afraid of what's out here in this world, because the pride is getting us killed. And then we got to march for them. So I just really feel just a little bit that fear would get us home, and that fear would keep me on the radio. So I don't want to stick my chest out no more when I know I can, because I got a voice. So a little bit of fear in the right moment, we got to respect that, because the world, it ain't like it was. It ain't got families like y'all was talking on the radio. When the last time you went to somebody's house and they were sitting at the table about to pray and eat? So we need a little bit of fear, because we got to keep using our word, and we got to wake people up. And the more we stand up and the more we stick our chest out, the more we're putting ourselves out here, so we won't be able to do it. So I'm going to try to start walking more with consciousness and a little bit of fear, because that fear make me go home, and that fear had me on the radio. When these little young boys and when these white boys or anybody say something out the way, I don't need to stick my chest out. I need to know. I need to go home. Somebody need to hear me. I need to hear Unk. I need to hear Magic Man. I need to hear Jerry Petito. If something happened to DJ Olasky, that's what y'all call him. I call DJ Olasky Magic Music. That's what I call him, because he played everything. He ain't no disc jockey. He played every damn thing. He played something that I heard my granny play when I was a baby. He played all. He's the ultimate DJ, and I'm glad he played music for y'all, and I ain't hating on y'all, but that's really my magic DJ. That's the man. That's really my DJ. I'm just letting y'all use him, and I'm sorry for ranting, but I love y'all. Damon Network, shout out to you. O-N-E, holla at your boy. DJ Olasky, you tell them your real name. Magic Man, holla at me. Peace.
Love you, nephew, and love you, niece. And definitely, I wanted to be on record, because I'm definitely going to send you the soundbite and the link for you to play for your mother, because she's also an inspiration for tonight's event. And thank you so much. Hey, we're going to take another break of that powerful sound therapy that Hall of Fame two-time is providing for us tonight. And when we come back, we're going to continue this advancement.
Oh, Chuck, see how to get us, man. Yo, we got to dust these boys off.
Middle finger for all.
Man, absolutely amazing. Loving the energy, love the involvement. Welcome back, Wheel of Where You, listening audience. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact with me. As always, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment as we broadcast out of Lagos, Nigeria. You know, just before the break, I had my niece and my nephew to come on, and always being the blessing that they are, and you who's also listening tonight, also know that you are also welcome because this is Joint Adventures. Come on in. As we share these stories on this advancement of revisitation to the days of old, when I spoke to my nephew and my niece, I spoke about how your mother was another inspiration for tonight's advancement. I remember seeing her and being in her presence and be able to talk to her directly. It took me back to the days before I started walking the streets of NAM. This is long before the 36-year mission that I was sent on for the wake-up call. It took me back, the living environment, the interaction that you and I shared. And that's why I'm saying it this way, so faithfully when nephew play it, you know this particular part of the advancement is for you. I spoke to you heart to heart about my mother. And I remember a time in the neighborhood in which, and matter of fact, I'm going to drop some numbers, 700 Tail Street. Okay, look it up. Which if you go back and you look at the neighborhood now, a lot of the home, that original home, 700 Kale Street, is no longer there. But even though physically the house is not there, as a matter of fact, the neighboring houses aren't there because, and I can't say through gentrification, because a lot of the homes are still there in that neighborhood are still proudly black-owned. And that was a time that we, you know, we actually owned the homes in which we lived in. We didn't just rent. Okay, so now this part I'm dedicating to your mother and my mother. I remember as a youth when my mother used to make these homemade cakes when someone's birthday, I don't know if it was for me or someone else in the family, but she used to make cakes from scratch. And I ain't talking about Betty Crocker, Pillsbury, none of that. I'm talking about, you know, with the sifter, the flour, the eggs, the butter, all of that, the milk, whatever. That was used. And I remember my mother, she gave me a cup and she said, look, I want y'all to hear me closely, listen to what this story I'm about to share with y'all. She said, I need you to take this cup and go next door, which actually was probably three doors down from what I recall, to the left of our house that was 700 Kale Street at the time. And I knocked on the door. Now keep in mind, this particular neighbor, shout out to Miss Carrie. That was her name. Okay? Miss Carrie was a blind lady. I don't know if she was actually born blind or she actually became blind. Right? This is the key point. It took Miss Carrie a while to come to the door. But when she came to the door, with my little voice at the time, I said, you know, and I handed her a cup. I said, Miss Carrie, my mother is making a homemade cake and she lacked one cup of sugar to put inside. Right? So she took the cup. She said, give me a couple of minutes. I'll be back. And when she came back, she gave me an empty cup with a five-pound bag of sugar. Now, a lot of the people who's living in this day and time might not comprehend the story I just shared with y'all because, again, neighbors don't know each other anymore. I'm also going to be giving some information on some very important books, time to read or look up. Take time to purchase these books. Take time to actually read and absorb the information within these books. One of the books is called The African Presence Within the Bible. And most of us are or have accepted some form of religion in some form, be it Christianity, Judaism, Islam, or Buddhism, Hinduism, or whatever, all the many different religions that's out there, okay? But it's very important on that first book I'm sharing with all of us who's listening to tonight's show, We Will Aware You. A Revisitation from the Days of Old. That's one of the greatest books that I actually read. And it's actually gonna show that our presence was all throughout the scriptures. It's always been there. But the way that things have been taught one-sided for those who have been controlling religion for such a long time, and through the pictures that was painted by some of the greatest artists, they have managed to pretty much stonewash our images and give us images that's no longer us. So it makes it a challenge for us to be able to look in ourselves with some dignity, pride, and self-respect, starting at the base level, from the religious level. So again, the name of that particular literature is called The African Presence, okay, of Christianity. That's for a lot of us who have embraced Christianity as we know it today. Another book I want to share is one that's called God, the Black Man, and the Truth. For a lot of the brothers and sisters who have embraced the Judaic faith, shout out to one of the greatest amongst us during our time, and that is Ben Ami Carter. And again, the name of this particular book is called God, the Black Man, and the Truth. Now, one of the things that I read this book back in 1984, to be exact, okay? And I came across this book, excellent read. Shout out to his nation that still exists, even though he has passed on to high life. But within this book, he wrote something that took me back to a time when I know what I read was the truth because we lived it. He said, and I want y'all to think about it, he said that when we as a people had less, we shed more. That's a key point right there, because when you look at all the opportunities and stuff in which we have when it comes to employment, when it comes to not just working with someone but going into business for yourself, in this day and time with all of the investments, you got people that can pretty much pin or write a hit record and they become a millionaire just like that. But I notice in this day and time, it seems like the more that we have access to as far as material gain, and there's nothing wrong with that, it's great to be able to, you know, flaunt your clothes and your cars and your jewelry and all that kind of stuff like that, right? But why is that more important than the well-being of a human and a living being? As a revisitation to the days of old, we didn't have to worry about, you know, taking someone's life because they was wearing something that was expensive. Yeah, throughout certain places throughout the USA and other places throughout the world, yeah. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and lie and say it didn't happen, but it didn't happen at the rate in which it's happening today. Okay? Because, you know, back then, things was limited compared to the way that it is today. I'm not saying this to make an excuse for it, but what I'm saying is with all of this opportunity, all of these things is being mass-produced, even to the generic that looks so similar. You know, whether you're giving it, you know, I won't start naming some of these, you know, the knockoffs, as they call them, that look very similar. Matter of fact, they were even made in the same factory, the exact same factory. They're going to go if there wasn't a little minor error or glitch or something when they was actually putting these artifacts or clothes and stuff like that together. Okay? That's the only minor difference. Okay? So I want you to really think about it. Nothing as far as materials should be more valuable than a human and a living being, not to the point where, you have to go out there and take their life for it. There was a time that we would actually pull our coats and stuff off. If someone was in need, we would actually share our clothes with someone that was in need. Some of y'all who've actually listened to tonight's advancement know exactly what I'm talking about. You got more than enough material items, but yet and still you want to spend your hard-earned money, and again, that's your right, right? When you got a lot of people who don't even have some of that, at least take time to, you know, feel free to part with some of the stuff that you no longer need for need that. Matter of fact, I reflect on Jerry Petito's show. That was a recap. Take time to listen to that. Okay, that's a Damien classic right there. Take time. It broadcasts Monday. And just like, you know, when the show's over, you can download it, share it with as many people as you possibly can, right? Very important is to take time to donate certain items that you no longer need or you have outgrown. Because why? It's the right thing to do. That's why it's so important to do advancement like I'm doing tonight. Okay? So now, Hall of Fame two times. If you have any more of that sound theory, please take time to do it. And when we come back, we're going to continue this advancement.
Very African. Come and step in Brother Temple, see what's happening. You'll taste the bass flow coming from a zero. Tell me what a sissy know. Funk a lesson is a new flow. Stalking, walking in my big black boots. Living off the earth, eating herbs and fruits. The children await me by the mountain and the river. And gather round the fire for the scroll that I deliver. The speak of a house is from the sand to the sky. And devils ever doubt and want to measure how high. Your life reveals you, your mind can't catch it. The dimensions of a god go far beyond brackets. Come into my oven, devils, come and you burn. I can always feel vulture with the strength and black word. You're pissing me off because you swear you're higher level. Back to your cave, get yourself together. Chili and Magilla, chocolate and vanilla. How can polar bears swing on vines with the gorillas, please? Check your reason because there's something amiss. My home is a void, you're drowning in abyss. I teach your funk code and don't preach a rap rhyme. Harambe to the sun as the mortals ask time.
Grand what time is it?
The funkin' lesson comes, the sundial speaks.
Grand what time is it?
The building of the strong are the lessons of the meek.
Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
My science is deep, my blackness is deep.
How deep?
Deep, deeper than Atlantis. Deeper than the seafloor traveled by the mantis. Your copycats will never know. With you the funk will never flow. But that's another blow. Make your move, beef apprentice, I never step. I'm a tribal move, your master hasn't figured yet. Bring your weapons to my sword and shield. What's the higher level if your shit ain't real? My mystic magic, what you gonna do? Think before you step before the rebel, silly mortal you. I tried to warn you, but your mind won't catch. You're just cookies in my oven. If I wanna burn a batch, you just burn.
Vainglorious, this is protected by the red, the black, and the green with a key, sissy.
Like this, like that, and like that, like this. How dark is the world, how strong is a fist. Originals come from the sand and the door to the concrete, fighting wars in the street. The day of outrage, history, another page. You lack the word of this, but now there is a brother Jade, the prince of warriors. Leading masses, stomping liver lip, punks playing asses. The damn sissies always stalk full of glory. Sissy bomb is coming, but that's another story. So many people forgot where they came. Disrespect religion, but the living is lame. Black, white, how you living? Blowing the now. Teach them in immortals, the chimes of a sundial. To the east, teaching gods to be. What it was, what it is, and again shall be. What's my mind state if my state ain't black? But Moses, Malcolm, and Huey are back. And the voice to a many going verb to verb. Sit back and take heed, brother, you must learn. Swimming in the books and the books ain't given. The scales of a black man weighs in the living.
Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
I dwell among the mortals, the time is in the verse.
Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
Positive nature, mortal soul it curse.
Grand verbalizer, what time is it?
Shadows in the sunlight, balance in the birth. Tick tock tick, we go sun to moon. Verbalizer speaks, it's a quarter to doom. Self-destruction is not a key function. Another bomb the leaders cause the people keep fronting. When will they realize the body needs head? It's more than what's said when a leader lies dead. Come into the darkness, past is light. Death meaning life as the pharaohs take flight. Too much degrees for a silly pale thief. You can't define what's direct from the east. God protect me, he selects me. God makes a path so the world respects me. 0 to 9, grandest creator. I pray for those on both sides of equator. Professor X, when will they learn? Once life enters doors, death no return, no return.
This is an invitation to the crossroads. If you dare, sippy. With a key.
welcome back. We were away, you listening audience. Thank you so much for taking time to tune in, to call in, and participate in. You have listened to a master mix by a master of the wheels of steel, especially when it comes to providing the musical interludes, the sound therapeutic musical interludes by Hall of Fame two-time. I thank him so much. When I think about the divine gift that Brother Jay and X-Clan and what they brought during the golden era of hip-hop, as well as Chuck D, Flavor Flav, Professor Griff, okay, and during that era, during the golden age of hip-hop. Thank you so much, Hall of Fame two-time. And speaking of Hall of Fame two-time, guess what? It's Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery to call in tonight and hear this show. We're talking about taking our lives back, taking our communities back. I said, you know, 2 weeks ago that, you know, the cowardice in our community when, you know, you knew little Ray Ray, little Shay Shay, and they get murdered in your community and you do nothing about it. You hear gunfire and you hide and you cower instead of going out there in those streets and saying, I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What just happened on our block? You should be ringing everybody's bell. Somebody just got shot. What? Yeah, somebody just got shot on our block in our community. Your Action News or Eyewitness News or whatever news, they should be coming down there with helicopters saying, what is the commotion? What is going on? What is shaking the gravel? We have to start agitating the gravel, guys. Our children are dying. And you sit back and do nothing. How dare you? You don't even have the right to live if you do that type of thing. You got to be able to come together, think, relate, and release. Release positivity and life. Because the life that you saved, really, I'm telling you, these days, really might be your own. You can't have that type of situation in your communities. Brother Huni Bakatun talked about, you know, the 5 pounds of sugar. It's not Domino. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, whatever brand of sugar you use. It's the sugar of life, man. Being sweet to each other. Knowing that someone is suffering, in need. Brother Bakhtun really moved in me, in my spirit, a word that, you know, I love now. We cannot help those. We must aid those. And that is what I say tonight. Tomorrow night on these stations, we have a charter member of our network. Outstanding person. Your true friend, Will of God, and Too Thorough. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to Oni, which is all of Delhi and Ngozi Enterprises. Reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime, someone at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. All of Delhi and Ngozi Appearance at Google+. All of Delhi and Malay, where Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, iAware, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? oledele.gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dalin Malay Wengozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now, the two-time O&E Host of the Year, Anna Waddell Award winning as well. More importantly, the class of 2020, enshrined and unanimously enshrined International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster. It's his world now for the next 3 minutes in the program. The Magic Man Haru, Huni Bakhtun.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for being the inspiration that you are. Thank you so much, listening audience. I feel the energy all over the place. For the people who's tuning in live as well as when this archives, I want to share one story that has went pretty much unnoticed and unheard. But I've been waiting on a night tonight to share this. When the Hall of Fame two times spoke about in Ada, those of us who was in SARS, there was a community in Bushwick, Brooklyn. During 1970 to 1990, count it, that's 20 straight years, where under the influence at that time, there was a being that was called Esaid Issa El-Hathi El-Mahdi, who's officially known as Dr. Malachi Z. York by today, right? Through his influence and many other people who rallied around the influence of one of the greatest leaders of our time, went inside this community and recreated, removed a lot of the images that was poisoned to our being as soul people, as human beings and living beings, and was able to unify our miseducated mind, was able to come together. And for over 20 years, we had 24-hour security to the point where we actually made the local news of how, through our influence, that was the brothers and sisters that was donned in white that was going through an Islamic movement at the time, right, from 1970 to 1990, 4-hour security, to the point where you could sleep with your doors open and didn't have to worry about someone that was going to come in and take something from you. Don't tell me that we don't have the power to change our lives around. Don't tell me that it's impossible for us to get ourselves back together and love ourselves and each other and to be proud of who and what we are and where we come from, because it was done. And as it was back throughout that revisitation of the days of old, so shall and can be in this day and time. Okay? And as always, I give thanks to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and in comparison all. And on that note, we will aware you. We'll be back 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.